Hey, what's up? This is Kev from the Falafel House Fantasy Football Podcast, and you're listening to the BS Podcast Network. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and this is episode 22 for Monday, June 12th, 2017.
So we have an earth-shattering show ahead for you today. We're going to talk about more adult issues, as we all have. A message from our scary caller, the beer we're drinking.
We'll also cover Hydra-based anal cleansing and whether or not the Bobs are watching House of Cards. And, of course, a healthy dose of crazy news stories.
So we're almost a quarter century old.
Feels nice. Tick-tock.
About time for another best of episode so we can get a week off.
Yeah. We'll have a break in there somewhere. Maybe we'll go through. And I have something that I was going to work on and put together, but just a matter of finding time.
Yeah, I know you've been busy, as we all have been.
Yeah. Having kids as they get older seems like they fill up more of the time. Although when they're smaller, you think, oh, my gosh, you know, this is really filling up all the day. But you just throw more activities in there. So we just got back from my son's baseball game and three at-bats, three hits.
Nice.
Single, double, and a triple. Which he did yesterday as well. So he's having unbelievable season. Paying for the batting coach really helped him out. So, I mean, I was reluctant at first because $50 for half an hour is a lot, but it's really changed how he's played. And we've done it three times, I think. And it's really made all the difference. So super happy for him. And my daughter and my wife are actually gone. My daughter plays high school soccer and they won their championship for the conference that they're in. Yeah. And they won the regionals and now they're playing for state. So they play tomorrow.
Nice.
So they had to drive a nice long way away. And hopefully by lunchtime, they'll have some good news.
So you got a house full of athletes.
Holy smokes.
Maybe your son's the next Bryce Harper.
That'd be nice. You know, he's said a couple of times that, you know, I don't know if I want to keep playing, but it was really before he's been having this much fun. And tonight's game was against his best friend at school who, you know, they're a lot like me. Well, he is anyway. He's a lot like me, but his friend is a lot like him in that they're very competitive. So, you know, anytime one of them does something, then the other one's like, well, I did this. And they just kind of back and forth. And when they come over and they're both here, it's just competition nonstop. So it's actually pretty exhausting, but they love each other at the end of the day, and that's fun. So as you could tell at the end of the game after a 10-2 score that his friend was not really quite feeling it. So I gave him a little bit of a pep talk about talking to him tomorrow in class, you know, how he wanted to be treated. So, you know, don't go in and gloat and tell him how great it was. And did you see all the great stuff that I did? Because his friend had an unbelievable game, too. It's just,
they didn't
it's
win.
Just the luck of the draw sometimes. Yeah. it's everybody else that's around him, and it's just how baseball works.
I think healthy competition is always a good thing. You know, we do it at work, and we do it. I'm a competitive person to begin with. So at the end of the day, you just realize the game's a game. It doesn't change who you are or who that other person is or the relationship you have with that other person. But going back to Bryce Harper, I heard he might be signing a $400 million contract.
Well, he talked about that, I think, a year ago when they were saying that he was coming up, and they mentioned the numbers 400, and he said, don't sell me short. So now the numbers are approaching 500.
Unreal.
Which is just unbelievable. And he's great. I mean, he had a not-so-good season last year, which we thought if he did that again this year, that there's no way in hell that, you know, the Nats are going to play him. But, you know, there's teams out there that are rumored interested. The Cubs keep popping up lately, and now the Phillies keep popping up, which is a division rival. So I don't know about that. The long-standing rumor is
Detroit.
That he'd go to the Yankees, not Detroit. You know, the Yankees kind of have the bottomless pocket with the funds in there and just willing to spend whatever. And he's been a Yankees fan. He's, you know, he likes the pinstripes. He likes Babe Ruth, and he's got a swing a lot like Babe. So the rumors are that's where he's going to end up in, I think, 2018. So, well, he's got one more year. So 2019. So he's got to get through the 2018 season.
Hopefully the Nats pony up and you guys get to keep him. I know you. Shit, even with what you'd be paying him, I think your roster is still cheaper than the Tigers. And
watching the games the other day, it was the Dodgers against the Padres, and the entire Padres roster makes less than Clayton Kershaw makes.
That's crazy.
$33 million he makes, and they make like $29 for the whole entire roster. It's unbelievable.
That is
so
insane.
I keep telling him, it's like, hey, look at Kershaw, and I give him this money. His eyes get real big. He's like, wow, that's a lot of fidget spinners. So, you know, just anything like that to get that kind of money, he's all in. So
yeah. So on to voicemails. I heard another one came in, huh?
Yeah, we did. And I think last week we were wondering what happened to our friend. I think I put the hashtag out there, Scary Caller. And Scary Caller, much like Beetlejuice, knew we were summoning him and decided to call back in. So here we go.
Good evening, Bob.
He really ups the ante every week.
Sorry I didn't call it last week.
He likes the attention.
I had things to do.
The evil laugh that he added in this week just really is icing on the cake.
I hear you don't like clowns. What's wrong with clowns?
So he is listening.
Do they carry machetes?
He's a
that
fan.
Bother you?
See?
Does it bother you that they carry machetes? I'm sorry, I get a little carried away once in a while. I promised somebody I would say this a few times. Bob K.
Bob K.
Bob K.
Bob K.
Bob
fucking
Bob K.
K.
Bob K. I don't want to leave you out though, Robert.
I'm Robert. See, I told you he was confused.
Oh, man.
I love your podcast.
They must have him drugged up tonight at the hospital. How did he get a phone?
I guess he's only allowed one call. Maybe he traded some cigarettes for some quarters.
Some of us enjoy being the clown prince.
Hashtag clown prince.
Oh, well, Scary Caller, we put the word out that we were, concerned about your well-being and where you were, and you didn't let us down, so keep calling in.
So he included me this week, but he called me by the wrong name, so I'm still just going to take it like he's mostly targeting you, and I'm pretty safe, so.
That's the best way. If you want to sleep at night, then yes, do that.
If anybody's getting cut up and thrown in a river, it's you.
We do have a few small bodies of water around here, so I'll stay away from them.
We have many large bodies of water here in Michigan, so.
That's true. A lot of great, great bodies of water.
Great, great lakes.
Yeah. So what else has been going on? You still working?
I'm still working.
You take the week off?
I'm off. I got to go in on Monday, which I wasn't planning on. But after Monday, I'm off all the rest of next week, which will be nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, help recover, recharge the batteries a little bit.
Yeah, this guy needs some time off, so I went ahead and just did that.
last week you were talking about the expenses of being an adult, and, adulting is expensive, and we just had our air conditioning in our home replaced this week. So after having to put two new tires on both vehicles within the last 2 months, having the AC changed out as well, it's been fun. So a lot of ramen noodles and hot dogs, and, if I want to really splurge, I'll cut up the hot dogs and throw them in the noodles, so.
Comfort is expensive. We had to replace our AC a couple of years back, and it was like $6,000, and it's just, you pay it. At that time, Harrison was literally, I think, five, six months old. It was 90 degrees outside, and, we weren't having that. So, it's one of those things you just brunt the expense. Same thing with tires. I mean, do you lease or do you buy?
No, we buy, although, I think it's just mostly because of the miles, but we tend to put, I think both cars are about 3 years old this July, and they're 50, maybe 55,000 miles on them. So we put a good bit on it.
Yeah, you do.
So it'd be tough to lease.
Yeah.
Although Melissa's always wanting to change them. She kind of gets that itch to change them after 3 years, but at the same time, it's just too much. We'd be upside down and whatever those penalties are. So we just go ahead and buy the tires and then keep them for a little while. So
yeah,
it'll be all right. She likes her car a lot. Mine's doing great, so it's just one of those things we'll pay. And we tend to not skimp on the tires. It's really the only thing between you and the ground. So get decent tires, and hopefully they last a long time. And, if the car's in good shape, keep rolling it.
That's true. Again, we're leasers, so I don't really worry too much about tires. Although, I got a letter from Ally Financial last week saying that they would like to charge me for one of the tires on the car that I turned in a couple weeks back. So I'm going back and forth with them right now about that, but they're super picky about that shit. So
yeah, that's another thing too, I think. And just knowing how cars get treated, we tend to really be good about them. But again, with the kids and all that entails, and just careless people around you, it just makes me nervous. But I guess as long as it's normal wear and tear, they're probably not too big of a deal.
Yeah, the problem is when they have their idea of what normal wear and tear is, and
that's part makes me nervous. Just when it comes time to trade it. Hopefully you're not upside down on it.
No, it's the first. I mean, I've been leasing cars for years, and we basically at any point usually have two different cars under lease. It's the first time I've ever even gotten a bill for anything that I was turning in, so I'm not too worried about it. If anything, it just taught me a lesson to make sure that I get my tires rotated more often. But I'll get out of it somehow. I always do.
You know what would make you feel better while you're reading your mail is a nice cold beer.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I do like beer.
I'm waiting. We've both been nursing ours a little bit as we listen to the other, so I think after today, we just couldn't wait.
We could not. We could not. And I got a good one this week.
Tell me about it.
Real good one, Robert. Let me tell you about this beer. I got a milk stout by Left Hand Brewing Company. And if you remember, however many weeks ago, I think we both drank the Nitro on the show.
The Nitro, yeah.
I fell in love with it just watching you drink it. Not because of you, but because of the beer. So I went and got one, and it turned into, pretty instantly, it turned into one of my just all-time favorite beers. I love that beer. So I decided today to go try another one out, and the other one was the Nitro Milk Stout. This is a sweet stout that I have this week. It's not a Nitro. It's just a regular stout, so I had to pour it like a normal beer. Otherwise, I would have made a mess. You know, it's pretty good. Let me tell you about it. Roasted malt and coffee flavors build the foundation of this creamy, sweet stout. Milk sugar and your stout is like cream in your coffee. Dark and delicious, America's Great Milk Stout will change your perception about what a stout can be. Preconceived notions are the blinders on the road to enlightenment. Utterly delightful. It's a sweet stout, like I said. It's very dark, as most stouts are. This is a full body, 6% alcohol by volume, 25 IBUs, so pretty down there on the hop scale. It's a pale two-row, crystal Munich roasted barley, flaked oats, flaked barley, and chocolate malts. And I know every week we say, yep, it's pretty good. You know, and then
it's pretty good.
But then there was the one week where I said it was really good, then later on in the episode,
yeah,
admitted that it tasted like shit. But actually, this is a very good beer. It's a slightly more sweet than the Nitro that they make that I had a couple weeks ago and that you had as well, but not overly sweet. It's not like to the level of like a breakfast stout or anything like that. It's just a little bit of sweet. You can taste the chocolate, and it's very smooth. There's definitely a lot of lactose in this. So if you're lactose intolerant, it's still worth it. Just take your meds.
Well, this actually looks really good. I have it up on the website, and I'll have to look and see if I've seen that bottle before, but I'm pretty sure I can get it locally since I've gotten the Left Hand before. But yeah, the milk sugar in your stout is like cream in your coffee. So yeah, it does seem like it would have something that maybe takes some of the, I guess, the beer edge off. Although a lot of the stouts tend to be fairly smooth anyway, so you don't really need anything to take the edge off, like, you know, the hoppier beers that I tend to drink.
Yeah,
so
this isn't quite as thick as the Nitro either. The Nitro was just really creamy. I mean, you had it too.
Yes.
It was almost like, it was like drinking a beer milkshake almost. So this is, you definitely taste the creaminess in it, but not quite as much as the Nitro, but more sweet than the Nitro.
Yeah, I'm going to add that to my list and Untappd and take a look for it.
Again, just don't pour it hard like the Nitro, though, because you'll...
Well, I didn't pour the Nitro correctly anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But I need to get that one so I can pour it correctly, and I need to get this so I can try it because it looks great. And I'm pretty much all out of a lot of my build-your-owns outside of, I think, the one that I've got tonight is my last one. So I need to go buy some more, so I'll have this on my list.
It's got a cow on it.
I see that, with like his hand built in. It's all purple.
Well, so nice. There's hand, cause Left Hand Brewing Company, their logo is literally a left hand, a red hand. And you can see the cow, like the different patterns on the cow are actually made up of the hands.
That's cool.
Clever bitches.
Well, I've got over here, this is a beer by Legend Brewing Company. It's in Richmond, Virginia. And a couple weeks ago, we went out somewhere locally just to spend the day out and walk around the little town that's nearby. And I had a beer by this brewery. So once I saw this one in the Build Your Own, I figured I'd go ahead and grab it and try it. The one that I had before was a lot more like a Newcastle. So mm-hmm. It was a brown, which I don't tend to like, but it was really the only craft beer they had. It had a lot of the typical, you know, big breweries. So that was kind of their craft. So I said, well, I'll try it. It was good. So I figured I'd go ahead and add this one to my list and see how it was. But again, it's Legend Brewing Company, and it's their Golden IPA. The website says, the beer that built an empire, Legend Golden, is a big, full-bodied version of the traditional English IPA with a perfect balance between malty sweetness and hot bitterness. Years ago, as an experimental brew, this underdog of a beer found its way into the hearts of Legend patrons. It became a cult classic in Richmond. The strong ale sports a rich gold color, an aroma of sweet malt and clean hops, and finishes with some earthy undertones. A great alternative to the super hoppy American West Coast IPAs that have flooded the market. And it says available in 6 packs of 12-ounce bottles, 22-ounce bottles in draft. And the IBUs aren't quite as high. It's actually only 40.
Yeah.
And the alcohol by volume is 7.6. So it's got a bit of a kick to it there. And this one, you know, when I debated on drinking this one or another one that I've actually had, and I think for me, for the show, I like to have something that's brand new. So the reviews were pretty much on with this. For me, it's about, I think I rated it at 3.25 on Untappd. It's good, but it's not quite something. It's got kind of a taste to it that I've had before where, and I think even in my review that I said, it's kind of like a seasonal. And sometimes the seasonal springs or summer beers have something in them that I'm not quite sure what it was. And I know I had one years back. I think it's the Sam Adams. And I said it tastes like potpourri.
Potpourri.
Yeah, where it's just, it's something that's there. You're not quite sure what it is, but it's got a kind of a strong taste to it. The IPA portion of it is there. And I do like that. But there's something about the taste. And it's probably like what it says in here where the, you know, the sweet malt and the earthy undertones. I think that's probably what it is, which generally isn't something that I would seek out. But you know, overall, I do like it. So if you know, if it had a choice between this and something else that I wasn't really liking, then I would definitely get this. Kind of like the brown ale, it was there versus the other things, and I had two of them. So it was, that's kind of where this is for me.
I like the food pairings though: ribs, beef, pork, and spicy food.
Yeah, that's all perfect. So. I'll keep drinking.
Sounds
it.
Sounds like my edible
because
arrangement.
I do like it, and I'll see. Maybe it'll change a little bit as we go on through the show. But you know, on my second sip here, I'm pretty, you know, again, I think like you said earlier that we tended to go, yeah, I like it, it's good. And this is the first one I think that I've had where it's been decent. But I still will try some of the other offerings that the Legend Brewing Company has and see what else is out there.
Should have brought some pad thai with you or something like that for a good food pairing.
I had some earlier. Well, it wasn't pad thai. It was the Penang curry chicken, which is my favorite. Drunken chicken, I call it at work, which drives them crazy because they don't know what that is.
Well, so is it the same as like the drunken noodles with the chicken in it?
Yeah, well, that's why I call it that. Because it's a spicy curry sauce. It's red. It's almost like milk, but it's red. And it's the curry sauce. And they put that in chicken or pork or any of that. And then it goes over rice. But since it's basically chicken soaking in this, you know, spicy red and white liquid, I always just call it drunken because it's soaking in there. So one of the things that I do that bothers people, so add it to the list.
I know, right? Well, Melissa doesn't like it? Dresser.
She doesn't tend to like the spicy. Usually if she goes there, she gets the, you know, the traditional fried rice and any of that kind of thing. So she likes, if we go Chinese, she likes the cashew chicken. So it's stuff that's not really strong as far as spicy. She's kind of more of the middle range.
More Americanized Oriental food, right?
Yeah, and she tends to like sweeter things too. So the, you know, any of those sweeter sauces she likes, but spicy she tends to not. And a lot of times, my daughter is the same way. She likes it spicy. So if either one of us says it's not, you know, it's not spicy at all, she'll kind of look and like, yeah, you guys, you can't tell me. And then even the IPAs, oh, it's not hoppy. And then she always knows it's going to be hoppy because we just have that palate.
Now, do you find that you eat this is something I've always wondered, not necessarily specifically about you, but do you find that you eat different food when you are eating lunch, like eating out at work, than when you are like at home eating out or, you know, eating carry out with Melissa or something like that?
No.
Because I find that what I do is, because Kelly's a little bit of a picky eater, so she'll have, like, a stretch for us would be almond boneless chicken at, you know, Chinese food. You know, mostly it's like some sort of Italian or American. She's very into both of those types of foods, but when it comes to other things like, you know, like sushi, I love sushi. She hates sushi. I like really spicy food. She doesn't really like spicy food. I like Thai food. She doesn't like Thai food. I like Mediterranean. I love Mediterranean. She doesn't love Mediterranean. So I find that when I'm at work, I always try to like eat all the foods I know that she wouldn't want to eat. So I can get all my different foods in.
Now we tend to be pretty similar with that kind of stuff, that, you know, we have similar styles, at least as far as what we'll eat. So we'll eat Chinese and we'll eat, you know, if we eat Thai, and then we'll just pick something from there. I know people that tend to eat just they're a lot like that, where they just tend to eat the regular foods, the kids, things that they grew up with, and don't really venture out. And I don't really venture out too much. I mean, if you said, do I like sushi, you know, some sort of roll, doesn't have to be California roll. If anything raw, no. But I do know people that love it, and they always like, oh, you got to try it. But I'm not quite ready to venture. My boss likes to eat when we go to the Greek place nearby. She likes to get octopus. She's always ordering octopus. Oh, I like octopus. And it's like, no, I don't want to try it. But other people in the office, they'll say, oh, yeah, I'll have a piece. I've always wanted to know. And that's okay. I'm always afraid I'm gonna put it in there and try to do it, and the sucker is going to get stuck to my tongue. It's going to leave a circle. You know, I don't want to bruise. So it's stupid, but
it's going to come back to life. No,
no, just somehow the suckers, you know, it's like a suction cup. You know, is it just going to get stuck in somewhere? Do I got to chew it? And it's going to be rubbery. And all,
I'm
I don't
sure.
Know. I don't
I've
know if I want to fool with that.
I've had all the things. I'm sure I've had octopus. I've had alligator.
No, never.
Alligator's kind of like...
Where do you get that? Do you get that up there, or has it been like down at the beach?
No, there's a restaurant that's actually in Greektown in Detroit that serves alligator, and it's sounds kind of funny, but it tastes kind of like chicken. Only it's a little bit chewier than chicken, but
you know, it's a lot like my son, where I've got to tell him, you know, hey, do you want to try this? And even if I think he's not quite sure he's going to like it, then I'll at least tell him, you know, you'll probably like it, you know, just to get him to try it. But I don't always follow that advice. I go, nah, I don't want it.
You know, at least you can say that you tried it. That's the way I look at it. I'll try it once just so I can say that I tried it. I think I've only eaten alligator once. I don't go out of my way to eat it.
I've only had Brussels sprouts for the first time in like the last year. You ever eat those?
I've had them. I don't like them, though.
Really? There's a couple restaurants around here that do a good job where they roast them. And of course, it's, you know, it's in butter, and they put them, they do a nice job with it. And I don't know what, you know, I don't know really what to compare them to, but there's a couple places that I've had them that we've ordered them. And yeah, I like them, but I would never make them because I wouldn't make them as good as the restaurants do. So
no, you never do. I don't make anything as good as restaurants.
No, that's funny. It's even going to, I think we talked about it before too, even going to Subway, you know, it's like, all right, well, I'll have somebody make me a sandwich. But if I make it for some reason, it's not going to be as good. But no. It's probably one of those things I just got to try.
Yeah, the mayonnaise doesn't taste as good. The lettuce, it just, I can never get the consistency of a sandwich made at a sandwich shop. I don't know.
No, and even a better place than Subway, even obviously, will do a better job than I could. I mean, that's what they're trained to do. I'm not a sandwich maker.
So I went aggressive. Going back to the beer, I went aggressive with my rating on Untappd, and I rated this a 4.5% or 4.5 out of 5. It's
really
well. You know what?
I've got a couple of those. I need to check it out
because I think I rated the Nitro a 5 out of 5, and I think other than the Atwater Vanilla Java Porter, I don't think I've ever rated a beer a 5 out of 5. So this is almost as good as that. So you know,
what's funny? You said that was probably one of your favorites, and I remember how highly you talked of the Vanilla Java Porter. So I was going to ask you, and then we go off on our tangents. I was going to ask you, how does it rate compared to that? I mean, it's probably different because, you know, you've got the coffee and the vanilla and the other one versus this. But, you know, if you had to pick, if the two were side by side, what would you take?
Oh, between the Nitro and my VJP? Oh, my God. That's...
Well, probably since you have a nickname for the other one.
That's like asking which one of your kids you love more. I love them both the same. Can't I just love them both the same? No, I... If they were sitting,
you got to save one. Right, you know, you're on the Titanic, and you've got one life jacket.
I'd have to go with the Vanilla Java Porter, but it just
that's your tried and true. You know?
It just nudges it out. But I mean, you know, that and the Nitro, it'd be a tough decision. But it would also maybe depend on, you know, just what my taste was that day too. So I'd say probably most of the time,
that's true.
I'd go with the Vanilla Java Porter. Sometimes I might choose the Nitro though, but. You know, again, what I drink here is pretty good. I gave it a 4.5 out of 5, which I don't usually do.
All right, well, I added it to my list. I'll get some this weekend, and I'm so confused on days based on a couple of things that have been going on for me this week. So I'm pretty sure tomorrow is Friday. So I'm excited. I'll go to Total Wines because I want to see if they have some of the beer that I told you about the other day, which is not available in your area that you said. What the Southern Tier Thick Mint. Which was unbelievable. And I know we talked a couple weeks ago about the Dewclaw Sweet Baby Jesus, which is like a peanut butter cup in a glass. And this thick mint was a lot like a thin mint cookie in a glass. It was so good.
Oh, man.
So they have them in the 4-pack, so you know it's you know it's going to be expensive, but I got to get some more. Now, if I could figure out some way to get you some, I'll sip you a box. But I know we've got a little bit of fun news this week.
We do. It's been an exciting week for both of us, Robert. I guess you could say that it's been a shitty week at the same time, though. So if you remember episode 17, Robert had an almost impulse purchase. He saw a Facebook ad for a bidet, and he went and ordered it on Amazon, only to then cancel the order out. So it's kind of been a running joke for us for a little while.
And I haven't been able to let it go either. I consistently think about it. It's not like all the time, but I do have an addictive personality, so I've been having a hard time letting it go.
You haven't pooped since episode 17, have you?
Oh, man. No, I got to change my cork out.
So anyways, these nice people over at a company called BioBidet recently contacted us on Twitter because we've been kind of, you know, half-joking, tweeting about bidets, and offers to send us some bidets. And they did just that this week. They sent us two really, really nice bidet toilet seats that I haven't had a chance to set up yet. So we're really excited about it. And I think next week we'll have some great conversation around it.
Yeah. The box came for me today and I've got part of it set up and I need to get the rest of it. But yeah, it's nice. You know, if I were to go out and buy one, it probably isn't the one that I would try for my first one, but I'm anxious to
ease into it.
Yeah, I'm anxious to sit on it and, you know, try out all the little features of it and provide a good review, because as it's come out a little bit more at work with people that have asked about it, you know, I've told them the various features that are on this particular model, and I don't know that I ever could have expected that, but certainly they were more than, you know, generous in sending these to us and sent us both one, which was really cool.
Yeah, that was very cool of them. So I'm excited, weirdly excited, to try to get the bidet set up and to try it out so we can report back next week what our experiences are. Kelly asked me, she said, well, what do you do? She goes, you still got to wipe, though, after to dry yourself up. I said, no, you don't.
Not on this
one. She goes,
what
do you mean? I said, well, you know, when you go through the car wash, after they're done spraying all the soap off and everything like that, what do you do then? You drive through the dryers, right? So these bidets actually do have built-in dryers too, which are pretty funny. So
I like that you're, and maybe you've done this in the past, but I explain everything with an analogy a lot of times. It's just how it works, you know. So like I said before, you know if I've got mud on my driveway, I'm not going to wipe it with toilet paper. I'm going to hose it down, and that's essentially what this is. So yeah, the dryer and the car wash is perfect. So more to come on that, and I think maybe even a few videos, but keep your eyes peeled.
Mm-hmm.
Again, more to come.
It's a
house of cards.
So season 5's you know, of course, became available for immediate binge watching. What was it, last week? I think it was last weekend.
Yeah,
they released.
Yeah, well,
five.
Right after Memorial Day.
Yeah. So have you watched any yet?
Yeah, we're still trying to do the thing where we're going to go ahead and finish up, you know, 1 through 4, and we're almost done with 3, so that we can just kind of roll into it. There's good and bad in that. I mean, the good part is that you remember more, I think, once you get to
sure.
it, because it's been such a long layoff. But at the same time, everybody else is watching it, and you got to be careful about who you talk to and what you see on, you know, Facebook. There's a lot of chance for, you know, spoilers out there, so you really have to be careful. And like you said, they put it all out at once, so it's not like you're 1 week back,
yeah.
2 weeks back, 3 weeks back. You're the entire season behind. So I don't know. How many of you watched? Have you gotten into it?
A little bit. So we were late adopters too. So, you know, we just started. You know, as I've talked about before, to get Kelly to watch a show, usually what I do is just I don't even use words. I just start playing it and let her catch on to it eventually, and hopefully she starts watching it. So it was kind of one of those. I got through the first, I think the whole first season into the second season with Kelly, and then at that point she became interested. She's like, well, this is cool, but I don't know anything that's happened so far. So we went back, started at the first season again, and kind of more or less, you know, one, two, three, maybe episodes a night, depending on what night it is and when we can start watching. So we've watched all the episodes, so we're caught up. I'm maybe 3 episodes into season 5 at this point, though. But, you know, I guess I don't want to talk about it too much, because you still have like a season to go here.
I got a lot.
Yeah. But the show, one thing I will say, is you get into season 4, the show does evolve quite a bit. So you'll see the characters, a lot of the storyline change around. The relationships between different characters really start to shift. So I don't know exactly at this point where they're going. You know, I'm interested nonetheless. So you know, hopefully I get an episode in when we're done recording here, actually.
Yeah, well, I think they, you know, we've talked about it. No, they've expressed that there's kind of a new baseline that they need to try to match with what's actually happening in the country right now. And there's been more of that. I mean, we're recording on Thursday, so, and there was the Comey testimony today. So there's a lot going on, and they really had a new bar really to meet. I can imagine that this season's probably ratcheted up the intensity a bit. And then whether it starts out at the beginning like that or whether it's going to be a slow build, obviously we'll find out. So anyhow, I'm hoping to get into it soon, but you know, like if we talked about before too, you know, baseball's kind of in the way and everything else we've got with the sports going on. So I think over the next couple of weeks, we've got a few things shifting with school ending that we'll probably be able to get more in. So we'll probably catch up to you and hit it up at a later date when we're done.
Plus, you'll need to start watching Game of Thrones at some point.
Well, you know, if you remember, you weren't watching House of Cards, and then I mentioned I was asking you about it. We were probably talking about Game of Thrones, yeah. And I said, oh, you know, do you watch House of Cards? And you said no, and then one day you were off doing something, but you said, oh, you know, I'm sitting here watching it now. So
yeah, it was,
I think you went through quite a bit of it.
I was sitting in an emergency room. So
yeah, well, that's up for you to you know, that's up for you to disclose.
I was sitting in an emergency room. I won't give any. I was not the person who was the patient that day, but you know, I had nothing but time to sit there and watch House of Cards that day. So I binge watched half a season in one day, I want to say. You know, I think again, kind of what is interesting to me though is that, you know, you mentioned House of Cards and you mentioned you recommended it, and I took you up on that because, you know, we're friends and I trust your opinion. Yet I watch.
That's what friends do, right?
Yet I meant
you wanted nothing in return.
Yet I pretty much, you know, bring up Game of Thrones every episode, and you've yet to start watching it. I'm saying.
Every episode and a few times in between. And my sister's a big Game of Thrones fan, and every now and then she'll kind of throw it in there. So I did pause the baseball game just so I can watch the end of it. So we're beating the O's up.
I'm going to get you blackout drunk and put a Game of Thrones tattoo tram stamp on you.
Hey, I posted on our Facebook group the other day the Game of Thrones themed t-shirt that the Nats are putting out.
See, the show is calling you.
If the Nats are involved, I have to watch it.
The Nats are telling you to watch Game of Thrones. They have good taste in television.
I do love the Nats. I'm a huge Packers fan, but you know what? I'm realizing that I really love the Nats. You know, I don't know.
It starts to me. It doesn't necessarily start with baseball, but it ends with baseball. You know, I like other sports, so I can't say I don't put anything else in the mix there. But at the end of the day, you know, baseball's my jam. So
football's been my love for so long, though, that it just feels weird loving baseball so much. And there was even a NFL Classic Games on earlier when I was getting ready to watch Quick Pitch, and it was 2010 Packers against the Cardinals when the Packers were on their way to the Super Bowl, and I was like, hey, I got to watch Quick Pitch, and I switched back to baseball. So I know how that season worked out. Maybe I just wanted to see what went on with the Nats.
So, Robert, what do you say we talk about some crazy news stories?
I agree. I think it's one of the things that we like to do, and it's kind of our signature by this point.
We're kind of connoisseurs of crazy news that may or may not actually be real.
First up here is, you know, I mentioned earlier the Packers. This one happens to be in Wisconsin, and it's in the town of Sussex, Wisconsin, who has a nice water tower up there that they decided to start painting, and I guess the workers ended up stopping at some point, and it caused quite a controversy.
Paint job on the Sussex Water Tower in Waukesha County. Turning a lot of heads this morning. This
like
is a live
chuckle.
Picture coming to us there. You can see the painters must have stopped working for the day with just three letters left on the tower.
You could probably guess what
so
that
Sussex
is.
Sussex spelled sex this morning on the water tower.
Yeah, Johnson, you guys didn't think to... What? Oh, we didn't even notice, sir.
Right, we're just doing our
job.
We
just, you know, knocked off for the day. It was 5 o'clock, so... You know, we were on the clock.
Must be interesting in Sussex these days.
Well, so yes, thanks to an ill-timed painting break, a water tower emblazoned with the word sex is greeting drivers as they pass through a town in southeast Wisconsin.
Now, let me ask you, do you buy that it was just 5 o'clock and they happened to stop right at that point?
No, I mean, if you look at the picture, I mean, on the website we have, it says CBS News, but if you look at the picture of it, it's almost like they started going around the S, and it's almost too perfect. So, I mean, I think it was probably planned the way that they have it. You know, it's not even like they went halfway through the S. We'll post a link to the article in the show notes if you want to take a look at it. But, you know, even just looking at the way that they painted it, where they stopped was just odd. So it was done on purpose to generate a stir, and they did.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was hilarious. But there was another video that showed an interview with one of the guys, and he basically said there was a midpoint that they were starting at, and they had to paint it in a particular pattern, which, I mean, makes sense because, I mean, this thing, it's a water tower, right? So it's gigantic. It's really high up in the air. So I'm sure there is some sort of strategy behind how they were actually, you know, refinishing this thing. So I think that, you know, maybe I'd go as far as saying it was probably convenient for them to pull this one off and pretend that it was just, you know, in the name of business.
Yeah. I mean, somebody had a little bit of part. I don't think there's a whole innocent factor there. I mean, again, it's like half of the water tower is painted and the half line goes right through the S insects, and they didn't go right through the S, they went around it almost perfectly so that all that was left was the word sex. So to me, it was done on purpose. Now, the part that I have a hard time with, it if you look at the article, it's one driver told the Milwaukee television station she almost drove off the road when her 8-year-old son pointed at the word as they drove past on the way to the first baseball game. Why does it say sex? I mean, come on, all you got to do is explain to it. The kid by 8 has to know where he lives, or even you can explain to him, hey, we're in Sussex, they're painting it. Don't make a big deal out of it. Don't go, oh, you know, that's so terrible, you know, and make a huge thing out of it, because then it does traumatize the kids. If they just look up and they ask the question, oh, well, they're painting it.
Yeah, they're in the middle of painting it. So they're going to finish. It'll be gone soon.
That's it. Call it a day.
It'll be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, why, you know, good grief. Not today. We're not having this conversation. Yeah, that's fine. They're painting it. They're not done.
No, I'd pull over on the side of the road and immediately have a birds and bees conversation.
Yeah, let's go in the woods. Let's find some birds. Let's find some bees, and I'm going to explain some things to you. The unfinished paint work may be funny for adults, but people should remember that kids are looking at it. So sounds like somebody's missing a broom handle.
So, well, you know, so this lady had to deal with a water tower that said sex on the side of the road, but there's people that have had to deal with worse things than that in the road, especially sitting in traffic. So I know I sent you the article about this crazy road rage incident that occurred in Houston, Texas. This is just crazy to me.
Road rage is silly enough. I mean, if you're so angry that, and I don't know what happened, I mean, whether it was a fender bender, it's hard to tell from this little short clip, but if you're going to get out of your car... You know, in the video shows us is three cars there. There's two that are involved in some sort of altercation. And then there's a third car. And the third car, of course, he sees something's going on and he's going to put his phone up and start recording. But you got to be crazy. I mean, we talked about it last week with the clowns. You almost have to be insane to do the clown part. And we've got Crazy Caller, and I can't get his audio right now. But you have to be insane to do this. And for you to be that mad that you got to get out of your car and go to see somebody, you have no idea what they've got on them, to get into some sort of altercation, you know, you're asking for trouble. And this person got more trouble than they expected.
Yeah. So the video shows some guy who's recording this lady reaching into the driver's side of this SUV. And you can see her car kind of parked behind it a little bit off to the side, just pummeling this lady. And the best part, though, I think karma steps in and takes care of the situation. You see this random fucker just walk up to the car, her car, which she's not in, yep, get in and drive off with it. And then her... So yes.
She realizes it, so she kind of looks back, and by then the car is long gone.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you're no longer, you know, I don't think you're really that mad at the person who pissed you off on the road. It's the guy who just, it's the asshole that just stole your car that you're pissed off at. Yeah, I mean, it's hilarious to me. And again, I think karma does come into play here, where this lady, you know, this lady to me was obviously the aggressor. She's the one that got out of her car, tried to beat the shit out of this lady, and the bitch got her car stolen. So good for them.
Don't be a jackass.
Yeah, and apparently they never found the car either. They have no idea where the fuck the car is.
It's in Houston. She's close to Mexico. The thing's been parts for a long time.
That thing is at a chop shop somewhere. I actually, kind of a side story. So this morning, I'm on the road, and the other people that are on the road when I drive to and from work are very interesting to me. So I take kind of a, it's not a main road, but it's, you know, it's a road nonetheless. It's one lane of traffic each direction. And I'm on this road every morning on my way to and from work. So sometimes it does get backed up a little bit, but it was like 8:30 this morning. You know that at 8:30 in the morning, traffic's going to be congested. People are getting to work. And I'm driving, watching this lady behind me. Now, it's 45 miles per hour is the speed limit there. We were going maybe 40 miles per hour. So we're not going that slow. It's a little bit congested, but we're still moving within 5 miles of the speed limit. This lady behind me, though, I just see in my rear view, in my periph, I see a car kind of veering over to the other lane like people do just to see what's going on because they want to look at the traffic. So I see that and I look and she's just sitting in her car screaming and her hands are up in the air like, and you can just see her like thrusting her hands forward screaming, "Go! Go!" And it's just, and she's veering again. She veers again and she's... I'm just sitting there laughing.
People get so crazy about that. And we had this discussion at work. It's like the road that I take is completely straight. And I drive on it for, 15 miles and it's straight. And I, not every day, because I know there's nothing that I can do about it, but some days I lose my mind wondering why the traffic will be going at 50 miles an hour and then it'll stop. And then it'll go up to 45 and then it'll stop. Then it'll go back up to 55 and it'll stop. We're all going straight. There's no turns. There's no lights. There's nothing. So some days I do lose it. But yeah, I've seen people like that where they just lose their mind at something that they can't control. Like, where do you got to be that's got to be, you've got to be that angry at it. And there's nothing you can do about it. If you want to drive on the wrong side of the road to get somewhere, so be it. But man, just chill out.
Yeah, but, I'm not reacting with my car the way I'm driving. I'm just...
Not pumping your brakes or anything.
No, you know why? Because I didn't...
She'll get out and punch you
in
someone's
car. I
didn't want
her to stop. It was fucking hilarious. So I'm laughing, but I'm looking behind her. I think at one point she realizes that I'm actually watching her and laughing at the way she's behaving, because she's behaving like a fucking child while we're, in rush hour traffic. So a little bit of the ways up then, after a couple of miles of this, it does open up into two lanes at that point. So one of the lanes is to basically, there's a roundabout, and the right lane is if you're continuing straight on that road. The left lane is if you're taking one of the further exits off of the roundabout. But you get a lot of dipshits that, zoom up, because the right lane is always is always backed up. There's never anybody in the left lane. But if you go up and you go through the roundabout, you can keep going straight, but that late ends because it goes into a turnaround. And then you get people who are veering out in front of traffic because they didn't want to wait. So I stay in the right lane. This lady, again, I don't do anything. I don't say anything. She decides to go up in the left lane and she looks right over at me. She starts driving right next to me and just flips me the finger and then zooms off again. I'm like,
Yeah, you were holding up traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just waiting, and I just had just watched this video within the last week, too, of the lady trying to beat the shit out of somebody because they obviously got pissed off on the road. So, luckily I was in a big truck, so worst case, I would just run her car over like a monster truck.
A gravedigger. Got to be careful out there, and I try to be mindful of it, and, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Road rage is fun when it's somebody else's, as long as nobody gets hurt. But just watching people go crazy like that is the fun part. But see somebody like that where they're going to have a bad day no matter what.
It's going to happen. So, good for her. I hope she was pissed off the rest of her day and it really just bothered her because it made really my morning. I thought it was just her overreaction and everything. But, she's crazy. There's crazy people all over the place. There's crazy people who cut their grass when there's tornadoes barreling at them as well.
Our last story here that, we kind of were going through trying to figure out what to cover in this one. And I've seen this one a couple of times and the picture of it. And again, we'll post a link to it in our show notes as well. But this is this gentleman here in Three Hills, Alberta, and he's cutting his grass and behind him, you see his fence and he's just out there in his shorts and his T-shirt and his sunglasses. And behind him, the sky is pretty black. It's not quite as black as your beer tonight, but coming out of that sky is a big ass funnel cloud. So he's got a tornado bearing down on him, and he's just out there cutting his grass like, I don't care.
Yeah, and the guy, and they asked the guy about it. So his wife snapped a picture of this guy just cutting his grass like it was sunny and not a care in the world. So when they asked him about it, it says, it looks much closer if you look in the photo, but it was really far away, he told the Canadian press. Well, not really far, far away, but it was far away from us. I was keeping an eye on it. He was keeping an eye on it just in case it, just in case it got really close and he had to, you know, maybe put the lawnmower back in his garage and call it a day.
This thing, look, I mean, I've never had any one of those around here, so I don't really know what's big and what's not. But it says, video of the massive twister captures the storm's massive size as it passes near a roadway on which vehicles continue to drive. CBC reported that no reports of injuries have emerged in the wake of the twister, although some of the photos showed downed trees in a barn with its roof ripped off. So, I mean, it's strong enough, and it certainly would have taken him away, but no, he's got to get his grass cut.
I mean, I've seen tornadoes before. I've never seen huge, monstrous tornadoes. That looks like a pretty fucking big tornado, though. Maybe it's just because it's over an area that looks like there's a lot of dirt and stuff like that. So maybe it's tossing up a lot of dirt and it looks bigger. But yeah, this guy's a badass. He's wearing sunglasses.
It says witnesses say it's the first time they've seen a tornado in that area. And it's very shocking, especially when it's so close to your house. I'm still shaking, and I think half the town is, actually, except for this guy.
This is the same guy that probably, you know, we have a guy in our neighborhood that cuts his grass regardless of whether it's raining.
And the rain and thunderstorms.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Go ahead and cut your grass.
It's got to be done.
It's got to be done. You know, maybe he only has a day off that week. He's not going to let the weather get in the way.
I think we're about done here, but if anybody wants to reach out to us, you can find us at thetwobobs.com. You can also email us at hello@thetwobobs.com, and we're also available on all the social sites at
Two Bobs Podcast.
And I know we've mentioned it pretty much every week since you recorded this, but...
Yeah, I noticed that you had a phone number.
Yes, elderly listener, we do.
That is 530-882-BOBS. That is 530-882-2627.
And don't forget to join us on our Facebook group and share in the show. Oh, and also we would appreciate it if anybody can go into iTunes and rate us, leave us a star rating, leave a written review if you want to, and also share the show with your friends. We'd like to get more listeners on board and help spread the word.
Thanks in advance, and if you don't help, you're dead to me.
Bubkey. <Bob-K.
laughs> Yeah, well, Creepy Caller will come get you if you don't leave a review and if you don't share the show with at least one friend.
We're going to start sending them out to people. House calls.
Scary Caller, if you're out there, if you're on break, if you're out in the yard, tell your friends.
See ya.
Night.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs, or for more information, please visit thetwobobs.com.